This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. When we see images of refugees, it's usually a picture of nameless, voiceless faces, a mass of humanity seen but rarely heard. Today, you will hear a few of those voices. The voice of Ruben Karoma, a musician who was lucky to escape Sierra Leone with his life, and the voice of Black Nature, a teenager who fled Sierra Leone after his father was murdered in front of him. Amid the camps established as a byproduct of war, they and a few other musicians found common cause and formed a band called the Refugee All-Stars. They raised their voices to tell their stories about survival, about what it's like to live in exile as a refugee, and about the difficult decision to go home again. Three members of the Refugee All-Stars join us in a moment. Later in the program, it was 20 years ago today that President Ronald Reagan gave his famous speech at the Berlin Wall, the iconic moment that presaged triumph or a meaningless moment of political theater. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. But first, the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. If you've been a refugee, call and tell us what it was like and your thoughts on going back home. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Ruben Karoma, Ashade Pierce, and Black Nature, three members of the Refugee All-Stars, are with us here in Studio 3A, along with their manager, Mike Kappas. Nice to have you all in the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And why don't we begin with a song? The Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, a Black Nature on percussion and vocals, on guitar and vocals, Ashade Pierce, and the lead singer, Ruben Karoma. Ruben, what was that song about?
The song tells about war, you know. It is saying that we should stop war because war is not good. In Madingo, when you say "Anye kelebila," which means we should stop war. Kelemanyi, war is not good. That's the meaning of the song.
And an interesting, bouncy song for such a for such a sad message.
Yeah, really. Well, sometimes when a sad situation cannot really take care of a sad situation, that's why sometimes we create, a music that gives happiness to express a sorrowful situation, you know. By this way, people can understand.
If you were playing that song at a refugee camp in Guinea, would the people be dancing to the song "War Is Bad"?
Yes, people would be dancing because of the taste, the melody of the music, you know. But then they will also understand that there is a message in the song, you know, especially in the refugee camp.
I assume you're speaking to everybody's experience there. They all know what you're talking about.
Yes.
One person I did not mention in the introduction, Shade Pierce, is a member of the Refugee All-Stars, but you did not leave Sierra Leone.
Oh, yes, I did not leave Sierra Leone. I was there since the war started till the end of the war. I was in Sierra Leone.
And you were a member of a band along with Ruben Karoma.
Yes, we were playing together for quite a long time in a group called the Emperors before the war.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I see you wearing your dreadlocks today. I understand from Ruben's story, dreadlocks could be dangerous at some times in Freetown.
Oh, yes. During the war, if they see you with dreadlocks, I think they will kill you. But we are so lucky. God prevent us because we were in the safe parts. We are the peacekeeping force. We are.
ECOMOG was
yes.
the peacekeeping.
ECOMOG, yes.
Sort of regional peacekeeping force from several East African countries, from several African countries, rather.
Yes, yes.
And Ruben, your experience with the dreadlocks was not so good.
It was not so good. You know, I was dreadlocks when the war broke out. And when the AFRC, in collaboration with the rebels, we are fighting with the ECOMOG forces. You know, at the end of the day, the ECOMOG forces conquered them. They threw them out of the airport. And then, so the ECOMOG forces were looking out for traces of rebels. And so when they saw me with the dreadlocks, they thought that I'm one of them. So I was arrested and brought to their camp. And then I was seriously tortured. Had it not been for the timely intervention of one Ghanaian military officer who said, oh, my guys, this guy is not a rebel, he's a musician. We knew him very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was that man who saved me.
And nevertheless, you shortly afterwards determined it was time to leave Sierra Leone.
Yeah, as soon as I was given a small chance, then I met my wife, and I told her, I said, Efwa, this place is no longer safe for us, so we have to quit. Yeah.
Black Nature, let me turn to you. And when I said in the introduction you had to flee the country after you saw your father killed, well, that's just a small part of your story.
Well, of course, I was a little kid in my country, staying with my family. I was going to school. But when the war broke out, we decided to escape, me and my father. But we were caught by the rebels. We were arrested by the rebels. And my father was killed in front of me. They put him into a car.
Put him in a car?
The bus we use, the transportation car we use to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
They put him in there and they burned the car. And I was in front of them. And I was arrested for 5 days with them. I was with them. They gave me their luggages.
Their luggage to get you a porter.
Yeah. So I was with them for 5 days. And when the military soldiers attacked them, so they scattered and I managed to escape from them.
And you found, among other people, Ruben Karoma in the refugee camp in which you found yourself.
Yeah.
And these are members of the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. If you'd like to join our conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. And why don't we begin with BJ. BJ calling us from North Carolina.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I'm on my way to work. I usually listen to your station. I was a Liberian refugee that fled to Ghana. I spent 6 years from there. I came to America.
Mm-hmm.
And the tribe he's talking about, Mandingo, that's the tribe I belong to.
So,
I live presently in North Carolina.
So you were able to understand those words in that song?
Yes.
Not too many songs in Mandingo, I suspect, on radio in the United States.
No. I wish you could play some most of the time.
You need to turn your radio down, which is confusing both you and our listeners.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm telling you that actually I'm happy because you're trying to get in contact with our people too, to get their view.
Hmm.
especially the Mandingo.
And life as a refugee, their experience was not very easy. What about yours?
Oh, it was not easy. You're supposed to be a refugee so you can, if you pass through that process, then when you talk about war, you will say, no, I beg you people, let's forget about war.
And has it been possible for you to think about returning home?
No, it was not possible because up to now, our land in Nima County, which is Liberia, have been occupied by the former fighter.
So when you heard this song, it must have brought things back to you.
Yeah, I started thinking about the old days. So actually, I decided, I said, I need to call now so I can purchase some of the CDs. I'm in America, but there is no way that I can be reminded about Liberia. So I was lucky today to hear the song.
And I guess, in a way, Ruben, that's the effect you're looking for. You're trying to reach people with your song, no matter how far away they turn out to be from the source material.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are a lot of Mandingo that live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Ruben?
Yes, well, that is what every artist is praying for, you know. That when you create something, that something that you create will be able to attract people, you know, and make a powerful impact. So I'm so happy.
BJ, thanks very much for the call, and good luck. I think you can find the copies of the CD at Amazon.com, if no other place.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
If you'd like to join our conversation, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Zap us an email, talk@npr.org, or check out our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. We're talking with three members of the Refugee All-Stars, all musicians who escaped the violence of Sierra Leone. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We have with us three of the members of the Refugee All-Stars in Studio 3A. The group is fully made up of six musicians, all of them forced from their homes by violence in Sierra Leone. To sample more of their music, you can head to our website and npr.org/talk. We'll also hear more about their lives as refugees and how difficult it was to return home. The Refugee All-Stars include Ruben Karoma, lead singer, Ashade Pierce, singer-guitarist, and Black Nature, who's playing on drums. He's also a rapper. And their manager, Mike Kappas, is also with us in the studio. If you've been a refugee, call and tell us what it was like, and give us your thoughts on going back home. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. There's also a discussion going on at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Now let's get another caller on the line. This is Melody. Melody with us from Syracuse, New York.
Hi. I just wanted to say how grateful I am for your music. I adopted a wonderful little girl from Sierra Leone at the height of the war. She was adopted at age six, severely traumatized by the war, and a group of orphans escaped to Guinea, and they even had problems there because, as I'm sure you know, Guinea's very poor as well and could only absorb so many, you know, refugees. Your music is really important and really powerful, but one of the things that it reminds me, whether it's Iraq or Sierra Leone, that there are many more casualties than people ever count in a war, because my daughter's trauma did not come up until she hit puberty, and it breaks my heart, but day after day she reenacts the trauma that she experienced in the war in Sierra Leone. I really hope that you also remember the children that are out there in the diaspora.
Mm-hmm. Black Nature, I suspect you had some resonance with that, being a child yourself caught up in this war, and an orphan yourself.
Sorry?
You're also an orphan, like the child that was adopted by Melody.
Yes, of course. I think I'm in the same position as the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I also was in the refugee camp. And, of course, I lost my father, mm-hmm. as I was saying. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm in the same position.
Yes.
But now I'm blessed because I'm passing my experiences that I've got through the refugee camp and through the war in our country to the nation.
Melody, thanks very much for the call, and good luck to your daughter.
Thank you.
Appreciate Bye-bye. It. Why don't we hear another song?
Refugee rolling, we're rolling like a rolling stone.
So there you set to me tomorrow.
Refugee rolling, we're rolling for the better. We're rolling for our lives. We're rolling for our safety. We are the clans of UNHCR. No, 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 no. We're rolling. Roll Washington, D.C. Roll Australia. We roll Belgium. We roll France. We roll Switzerland. Oh yes, we rolling. Look how we rolling now. A rolling stone never gather. No riches here.
No riches.
A rolling stone never gather. No property.
No property.
A rolling stone never gather. No more.
No more.
A rolling stone never stable in one place.
In one place.
Refugee rolling air. We're rolling like a rolling stone.
So there you settle tomorrow.
Refugee rolling. We're rolling for the better. We're rolling for our lives. We're rolling for our safety. We are the class of UNHCR.
Now so them beats me, kicking me, put me in a jail. Say me in a rebel, a responsible for me. That now be big trouble. Hey, me fumble the wide and they for me. But hey, can take we place to place. So then can take we come to come. Each way to like I say. In a animal, I saw the truck away. Them put for me, can bend for me. Now we roll in the east, roll in the west. Roll in the north, yes, we roll around the south. Yes, we roll in Japan, we roll in Canada. We roll in the USS, we roll in everywhere. We keep a rolling, rolling. We're rolling around the world. We're rolling, rolling, rolling. Yes, we keep a rolling. We keep a rolling, rolling, rolling. Yes, we roll around the world. We're rolling. We keep a roll around the world.
We're rolling. Rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow
we're rolling. Rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow
we're rolling. Yeah. We're rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow
refugee rolling.
We're rolling like a rolling stone.
That's the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, Ruben Karoma, Ashade Pierce, and Black Nature here with us in Studio 3A. Obviously, my Mandingo's getting better. I thought I understood that song.
Yes.
Ruben, you were talking about one of the lyrics, Rolling in Australia. You just got back from a tour in Australia?
Yes. You know, we went to Australia, and it's amazing, you know, because I think people like our music there, really.
Mm.
Yes.
It must be very different to roll up into some of these. I know, for example, you've opened for big rock and roll bands at various places, and to see all of the lights and the microphones and the and all of the display. You guys are from a refugee camp in Guinea.
Yeah, really, it's like a miracle, you know, if you just think taken from the slums in a refugee situation and now exposed to Great America, Canada, London with all those sophisticated instruments mm-hmm. and speakers, you know, big sound. It's really amazing, you know, it makes us feel as if, you know, things are happening for us, and it's a great progress for us. We feel good about it. Mm.
Let's see if we can get another caller on the line, and this is Janie, is that right?
No, it's Joni.
Joni, excuse me, calling from Cincinnati. I hope I have that part right.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I was wondering if the musicians would please address how it is that they keep, their voices sound happy, buoyant, you know, the spirit in their voices, and you know, considering the horrific things they've been through.
Hmm. How do you keep your spirits up, Ashade?
I think that's difficult for people in our country to do, to mm-hmm. keep a, you know, joy in the face of such history.
Let's hear an answer.
Yes. You know, music is very important to me because when I play music, I forget about all what has passed. You see, That's it. Yeah.
So you can forget where you are.
I can forget.
Just
I can
at
forget.
The moment and where some of these awkward things happen.
Yeah.
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 Joni, excuse me. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
Let me ask, I don't think people, Ruben, have much understanding of what life in a refugee camp is like. We can understand fleeing from the danger. Once you arrive at a situation in a refugee camp, you're not necessarily safe. You're not necessarily fed.
Well, the thing is, a refugee situation is really difficult. Well, if I must share my own experience to people, when you escape the war, you go to a refugee situation, you have to register. And to even register you, it's a problem because you have a lot of people and then you have to struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To so register.
So bureaucracy there, the first hurdle to cross.
Yes. And besides, you know, these refugee camps were really constructed in the middle of the forest, you know. And so it's like a new settlement.
Mm.
In a new settlement, there are many type of, difficulties, you know. And then the water we used to drink there is not too good. Not enough medicine, no job, you know, and we used to sleep in these tarpaulin houses,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Like tents.
Yeah, like tent, you know, in the middle of the forest. It's very, very dangerous.
I assume it sounds pretty hot, too.
Yes, when you know that Africa is very hot.
I've heard that.
Yes, and so if you sleep in those tents in the afternoon, it's dangerous,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And yet, it is a place where people become accustomed to being. And talk a little bit about the difficulty of asking people to uproot themselves from this camp where they may have been for any number of years and think about going home.
Well, this is it, you know. That's why I wrote this song, Refugee Rolling. You know why? Because sometimes if you are settled in this place, you know, then UNHCR will ask you to cast to make bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you will make these bricks and then you will build your own house. Then UNHCR will give you tarpaulin, you know. Then after...
You're talking about two UN agencies, UNHCR
yes,
and UNHCR.
UNHCR.
But go ahead.
Yeah. So after about a period of 1 month or 2 months, then they will come, they say, okay, we are going to close this camp because of security reason. Now we are going to transfer you to another new settlement. And when you go there again, you have to build another house, mm-hmm. you know. So for me, my own experience, I built 5 houses in the refugee camp. Yes.
5?
5 houses.
Were any of them any good?
Well, not really good as... It's not a modern house, but just a house for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Youssef. Youssef is with us from Lawrence, Kansas.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name is Yusufu Kamara. I am a Fulbright scholar here at KU. Actually, we are talking here about refugees, but we also had another group of people that lived in Sierra Leone during the war, and that is the group that I belong to. I was a displaced person. I had no chance. I did not have the means to go out to Guinea or Liberia or to any other country. So, like, we have to live within the city and just, like, find ways and means of maneuvering, escaping from the rebels because we were actually in mere danger.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in time, I was unfortunate. I fell in the hands of the rebels. And thank God, my hands nearly got chopped off. The rebels cut me. They tried to mutilate me all over my body. You know, like I was beaten mercilessly. At some point in time, they told me to stand. And, you know, like when they tell you, stand over there, it's for you to say your last prayers. They say your last prayers, and then you get shot. And that's the end. But thank God I was not shot. I'm still alive. I just want to say that... we are all happy today, and we are happy that we are listening to some songs that our brothers are singing, as a result of the war. Today, we can dance to those songs, but in 1999, especially when the rebels entered Freetown, That was the most destructive part of the war.
Mm. Let me ask.
One night, more than they estimated more than 6,000 deaths.
And how did you manage to recover from that experience to the point where you're now studying in college in Kansas?
Well, I was in my sixth form when the rebels attacked Freetown.
Senior in high school?
Yes, I was in high school, yes. We were like, I was in a class of 82 students. After that attack, only 12 of us returned to school in the whole class. The rest fled to neighboring countries. But like, I had, camps were set up within the town. There were groups, people who were giving us, mm-hmm. who were talking to us, telling us that all is not lost. You can still go back to school and still do something. Like, I had the courage through that trauma situation. I actually managed to make it up. I sat to my A-level and got good A-levels. I went to Frabe College and got my first degree. And
let me ask. Let me ask you: when you graduate, do you plan to go back to Sierra Leone and help build your country again?
Oh yes, I have to. Of course, even if I don't want to, I have to because I am a J-1 student. I have to satisfy the 2-year home country residency requirement.
Okay.
But even if that was not the case, I think I owe my country a lot because I got my first degree through government grants, and I think I have something to pay back to my country, even if I might come later on to stay in the United States. But I have to give back what I got from my country, I think.
Youssef, thanks very much, and good luck to you with your studies.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Thanks very much for the call. We're talking today with the members of the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Ruben Karoma, let me ask you the same question that I was asking to Youssef, the young man from Sierra Leone, now here on a Rhodes Scholarship. Going back home, a difficult decision for you, I know, and a difficult decision for many people in those refugee camps.
Yes, it was difficult, really, to make a decision to decide to return home. But, I was thinking about my two little kids. You know, I left them in Sierra Leone with my elder sister. And I was so, anxious to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I had to go. And besides, I loved my country. And I was really eager to go back home, because what really drove me out of my country was the war.
Mm.
But as soon as I knew that there is peace in my country, I think I must go. And when I went back, it was, at the beginning, it was not easy, I was treated like a stranger in my homeland when I went back. But I thank God, because before we went back, we had already recorded our debut album,
yeah, your first CD.
Yeah. Our first CD. And so we had hopes that we could market this CD, mm-hmm. and then get a living. So
you also mentioned you were thinking about the two little kids you left behind.
Yes.
And you brought a big kid back with you.
Yes.
Black Nature is a member of your family now?
Yes, he's a member of my family. Well, I've been fostering him since we met in the refugee camp. And it's like, the group is family.
It's nice that those ties that were established under those conditions survived the release from the camps and all of the things that have happened since. Going home, never an easy question. Thanks to you all. We appreciate it. Where do you go after Washington, D.C.?
Well, after Washington, D.C., we go to San Francisco.
Well, people there will welcome you, I'm sure. Members of the Sierra Leone Refugee Office All-Stars, thanks very much for being with us. They joined us here in Studio 3A. You heard Ruben Karoma, the founder of the Refugee All-Stars, on vocals. Ashade Pierce, who's a singer and guitarist and Black Nature rapper, also playing on the drum. Thanks again for being with us. When we come back from a short break, we're going to be talking about the 20th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's famous line at the Brandenburg Gate, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." What did that speech actually accomplish? We'll talk with the man who wrote it and with a critic in just a few minutes. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.